Good morning, brothers and sisters. 早安，弟兄姐妹们。Welcome to the house of God. 欢迎你来到神的殿。I think words are very important, and I want to always say after we read the Bible that may God bless those who read His word. 我觉得字是非常的重要，所以每一阵子我们在读神的话，我最后都要说愿神祝福愿意读他的话的人。I think words are important because they express so many things that without words we cannot express.
用字可以表达很多我们在心里面不能够表达的。
Without language,
不是我的。
Without language, we cannot even think.
如果没有语言的话，我们都很难思想。
That's why someone asked me as a Chinese person, what language do I dream in?
所以有朋友问过我，你是中国人，你在发梦的时候是用英文或者中文来发梦
？And I don't know the answer， 我也不知道。But when I drive to church every Sunday and I see speed cushions, I always laugh inside。
我每一次开车过来，在路上看见那两个字 speed cushion， 我看见都要笑。
Why? Because to me, cushion is soft.
Those are not soft。因为对我来说呢 ，cushion 是软的东西呢，那个是 speed bump， 不是 cushion。bump 是很硬的 ，cushion 是软的。
When we say we read God's word, that's also important。
当我们说我们读神的话，在英文是一个单字的 single word， 因为神的话是完全一没有冲突的。
Because the word of God is used to be referred to as the word instead of the words。Because the word means it's singular, it's one word. All the words of God form one word. The word became flesh.
所以我们知道神的话，我们不用plural， 不用多数的，是用单字的，在英文，那个也是有一个特别的意思。刚才我在330的诗歌里面
，just now when we sang hymn 330, I saw here it says from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15.
我不知道你们唱诗歌，因为在荧幕里面没有这些经文，在诗歌本里面有哈。330章里面有用哥林多后书第5:15，我就看见这个跟今天的信息有关。
And I see that here it quotes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15. It has much to do with today's message. It says, "He died for all that they should not henceforth live unto themselves."
这里的中文。大概是这个意思说因为主耶稣为我们死了之后我们现在就不应该为自己来活就是我们的生命是归神的
So our life belongs to God We cannot really in good conscience live for ourselves
But is that easy to do? How many of us dare to say that we live for God and not for ourselves? 有多少人这里足够的胆量来说我不是为自己活的我是为天父来活的多少人能够讲大概没有人可以讲
Probably no one dares to say that because truly we always very automatically live for ourselves not for God
很自然的我们都是为自己活的对我什么是舒服对我是什么方便对什么有益处的我就做那些事情
So if it's good for me if it's convenient for me I will do it It is very hard to follow God's word
But I also saw something else 刚才我看见这个经文也是很重要的、哦虽然我等一下不会提到很清楚的在哥林多前书第5:21有告诉我们在中文是这样说的、哦、在英文是说 For since death came through a man the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man 为什么我要挑这个经文我没有想到要分享这一节呢因为很多人说神很不公平因为亚当犯罪变成每一个人都有罪是不是我们常常会有这思想有一些特别没有信主说神不公平啊我没有犯罪是亚当犯罪现在罪也归到我的身上但是这里怎么样说为什么我们不会觉得不公平对耶稣呢因为主耶稣为我们死所以一个人一个完美的人就解决了罪的问题
Because God sent his son Jesus who was a perfect manSo nobody yells and says, it's not fair. How come because Jesus, one person can die and I am saved?
It's not about what is fair or not. 因为不是讲到什么是公平不公平的。神的作为就是这样。 罪是亚当带来，每个人都有罪，但是一个人，一个完美的人，主耶稣就解决了罪的问题。但是我们只是说，我们不公平，关于亚当，主耶稣我们不觉得不公平，好像他应该为我们死的。But we don't complain that it's not fair, it is not fair for Jesus. But that's the truth. That's the beauty of God's word. 那是神的奥秘，在他的话里面给我们思想的。So today we continue on the Apostles' Creed. 今天我们继续讲到《使徒信经》第六次。
God takes pleasure in His creation. Do you know that?
神是为了他的创造有一个很满足、很喜乐的一个心态，享受的心态。
Pleasure. It says here, Psalm 104:31.May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in His works.
你们在读中文，因为刚才没有读到，一起来念。
喜悦自己所造的。But I always ask myself, the things that we do, can God take pleasure in them?
我常常问自己，我们所做的事情有时候是这么违背神的，神能够喜悦吗？我们也是他的创造的。
We are also His creation, His works, so to speak. But can God rejoice in us?
神能不能为了我们有这个喜悦？我们所做的事。
Every time you watch a movie about the Holocaust, you know that God must be in such sorrow.
每一次我们看见纳粹人所做的事，我们自己看见都会掉眼泪，虽然只是一个电影。
We will shed tears just watching those movies. One day when I was watching a movie with Tracia, I had the feeling, I may be sad, but God is even more sad.
有一天我就想到这个，我跟 Tracia 看另外的一个，好多不同样的讲到这些纳粹人把那些犹太人来害的。我就眼泪就出来，但是突然间那个时候我就想到，我这么难过，何况神？神是圣洁的。神是爱的，他所创造的人不应该做这种事，他们就偏偏做这种事。
And the other day I just read that one of the doctors for the Olympic gymnastic team has been abusing the young girls for years and years, 500 of them.
那天我才看见一个很糟糕的一个医生来帮助那些运动 Olympic 的那些 gymnastic 运动员来医治他们受伤的，他就用不当做的事在他们的身上，现在有500个要出来告他。
He has to pay millions of dollars.
他要赔几百万来赔偿。
But will the money take away the sin?
但是那个钱会不会把那个罪拿走呢？不可能的，只有主耶稣可以把他的罪赦免。
We may not even want him to be forgiven by God, but God is willing to forgive all sin.
神愿意。
When we see this man Nasser, we have this anger that how can he do that for so many years?
如果我们读到这个报告，我们都会很愤怒。一个人为什么连动物都不会做的事，他可以这样做？对那些无辜的小女生
，How can he treat those innocent little girls that way? And the parents didn't even know, because the parents trust the team.
因为那些父母信靠他们，所以这些是让我们知道谁是真正的为神活，或者为自己。
How can we know whether someone is living for God or living for themselves? This is what happens when we live for ourselves, our own pleasure,
我们自己的舒服。
Five times on the days of creation in Genesis, we hear these words.
有五次。在创世纪里面第一章五次神讲这句话
And God saw that it was good
神看是好的
So we know very clearly that the way God created the world it was supposed to be good
Even at the very end of that chapter God saw everything he made and behold it was very good 不只是好是甚好的所以神创造的是这个样子的，他讲得清清楚楚。
He so very clearly tells us. So where did it go wrong? People went wrong.
什么发生呢？是神，是不是神做错？是人犯罪。
We are part of His works.
It's not a matter of pride to say that we are God's greatest work.
我们是神族中的创造的一部分。
也可以说是我们最高的，不是因为我们骄傲这样说，因为圣经这样说。
Because the Bible says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness.
神是按照他的形状来创造人的。他的形状一定是完美的，但是破碎了。His
image, his likeness is perfect, but we've broken it. We have many characteristics of God, such as love, compassion, wisdom, that God has given us.
神给我们有爱，有怜悯，有智慧，但是现在他的形状在人里面，因为罪已经破碎了，所以这么多的问题出来。So,
someone else says, man is the crown of creation.
这个不是太夸口的。We are the crown of creation. We are the best thing he made.
We are not animals. We have a spirit. We have soul.
我们不是动物，我们是像神的。
So God takes pleasure in us, that's for sure, but because the image of God is broken, because we rebel against him, our lives are out of balance.
因为我们离开了神，我们现在是有一个不平衡的生命。
Balance is one of the main theme for today's message.
平衡是今天一个很主要的题目，我要跟大家分享的。
Because when our lives are out of balance, a lot of problems come out of balance.
When God made Adam and Eve, he gave them physical and spiritual life.
神在创造亚当夏娃的时候，他给他们有肉体和灵性的生命，两样。
But many, many, many times, we focus more on physical than on spiritual.
很多很多时候，我们都是注意 肉体的多过灵性的灵命的。
This is very natural because the physical is always in front of us.
这个是非常自然，因为肉体常常在我面前，免不了的。你会肚子饿，你会累，你就要照顾你的身体。
You'll be hungry, you'll be tired, you have to take care of your physical needs.
But when we neglect the spiritual needs, we're out of balance.
但是如果我们忽略了我们灵性的需要呢？
很多许多的问题，你本来不知道从哪里来，就是从那个地方来，因为没有平衡。
A lot of problems we have, I believe, is because we focus so much on physical and neglect the spiritual, and then we get into trouble, and we don't know where the trouble comes from, but we are out of balance,
因为我们不平衡。
为什么我从这里开始? Why do I start here? Because last Sunday we stopped when we talked about Jesus suffered physically and spiritually.
上个礼拜很清楚，我们结束的时候，我提到主耶稣是肉体的折磨跟灵命的折磨两样。So
in the same way, we also have spiritual and physical suffering.
同样的，人类也是有灵命跟身体的折磨，老的时候，生病的时候。When
we are old, when we get sick, that's physical, but it's also spiritual.
但是也是灵命的，因为我们会抱怨。 我们会不平衡,
we will complain, we will not have balance, we will not have peace. We complain about getting old.
So we begin today's message talking about the balance between spiritual and physical. 所以今天开始的时候，我要大家记得，主题是我们要记得呢，灵命跟肉体是同样的重要，不能够忽略。Physical
things demand our attention. Because when there is something physically wrong, we notice it right away.
肉体的需要很重要，因为有一点点的错误呢，我们就受到很大的影响。比方，如果你伤到你的小拇指，
if you even hurt your little toe, when you walk, you will not feel the same.
你受到一个受伤小拇指，你走路的时候就很明显知道缺一个都不行的。一点点受伤你就痛苦的要命，本来你就take
for granted.
Usually you take it for granted, but when you hurt one finger or one toe, you see a big difference.
In a car, it's the same thing.
在开车也是一样。如果一个轮胎不是balanced的话，你马上知道那个车会不平的。When
your wheel is out of balance in the car, just one wheel makes all the difference.
Your car will wobble, it will not go straight.
It will feel like you have to control harder.
对不对? 开车的人很清楚。
所以这个平衡是多重要。
So balance is so important.
in physical and spiritual life. I hope that is why we come to church on Sundays. 我希望我们来教会就是为了这个原因。Because we go to the gym for physical workout. We come to church for spiritual workout. 我们去运动的地方是为了身体的锻炼。来到教会不只是敬拜，也是要有灵命的锻炼，学习怎么样成长， right? They go hand in hand because God made us that way. 这两样事情不能分开的。我们需要 take care 我们的肉体，也需要 take care 我们的灵命，因为上帝的创造是这样，他吹那个灵魂在亚当的身体里面，他变成有肉体跟有灵魂。Because he breathed into Adam, he had a soul, he had spirit, and he also had a physical body. Long ago, I always felt more lonely after I was with my girlfriend. 很久以前呢，每一次我跟我女朋友有同样一起的时候，过了之后我会觉得更孤单。I felt it was very strange that instead of being feeling better after separating, I felt more lonely because there was physical connection but no spiritual connection. 因为有一个身体肉体的关系，没有灵命的关系，是非常的空虚。所以有了这个关系之后，你更难过，因为神创造我们是需要有灵命的关系的。Because God made us so we have emotional and spiritual need, so that when we fulfill the physical need and we don't have the spiritual connection, we are miserable. 非常的痛苦。God made us so that we have both needs. For that reason, we will worry about family members when they grow old. 同样的意思，肉体跟灵命的关系很重要。很多人担心我的父母越老越不能够明白，如果他还不知道真理，还不知道救恩，我怎么样解释给他？ So you see, the spiritual and the physical are so connected. Sometimes we worry when our loved ones get old and my mother or my father may not be a Christian and now they don't understand. I cannot explain to them what it means to be a Christian. All these things are connected. 都是有关系的。灵命和身体非常重要，人不要只是看重一方面。 We should not only focus on one part, because then you are out of balance. The gospel means good news. 这个gospel 叫做福音的真正的意思就是好消息， good news. But there is no good news without bad news. 但是如果没有不好的消息，怎么样会有好的消息呢？除非有不好的比过来才知道有好的嘛。如果全部都是好，就不是叫好了。 If everything is good, then there's no good news. It's all the same. There must be bad news so that there is good news. 一定有不好的才能够争取有好的。 The good news is God provided the way. 好的消息就是神给我们一条路，能够得到平安跟救恩。But the bad news is that if we reject it, we have to pay the consequence. 但是不好的消息就是如果我们不接受呢，以后会有后果是不好的。The consequences of rejecting the good news is bad. 那个后果是不好的。A college student wrote this email to her parents. 有一个大学生写这种的 email 给她的父母。She said, Dear Dad and Mom, sorry I haven't written sooner.父母，对不起，我没有早一点跟你写这个 email. I broke my arm and my left leg when I jumped from the second floor. 我跌断了我的左脚跟我的手。There was a fire in our apartment. 我的 apartment 有火，所以我从二楼跳下去。We were lucky because a gas station attendant across the street saw the fire and called the fire department. 但是我们很幸运，因为对面有一个加油站的做工的人看见这个火就马上打911，那个救火车马上来就帮助了我们，救了我们，那没有烧，完全烧坏了我们的 apartment. So the fire department came and they were there right away and saved us from more damage.I was in the hospital for a few days. 我住了医院好几天。Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day. 这个保罗在对面上班的这个加油站的天天都来看我在医院。 Because it was taking so long to fix our apartment, I moved in with Paul.
因为过了这么长时间，我们的apartment还没有修好，
所以我就搬了跟Paul一起住。 He has been so nice, 他对我这么好。 But I have to tell you, I'm pregnant now.
我要告诉你，现在我怀孕了。Paul
and I plan to get married soon, as soon as he gets a divorce.
他说，我跟保罗很快就会结婚，一旦他能够离婚的时候，我就跟他结婚。
I'm fine, and I hope you are fine too. 我都很好，希望父母在家也是很好。 And I will write more when I get the chance.
我有机会再跟你写email.
Love your daughter, 你所爱的女儿。
下面他就写PS,
none of the above is true.
他说对不起哦，PS 上面讲的呢，完全都没有一句是真的话。
But I did get a C in biology.
在biology我只是拿到一个C。
And I failed chemistry.
在化学里面我废了，没有拿到分数了。
I just wanted you to get this news with the right perspective.
我希望你可以得到这个消息，不会太紧张。所以前面那些是
bad news， 后面的变成 good news.
因为她没有跌断脚，她没有跟那个加油站的要结婚，她没有怀孕。
She didn't get pregnant, she didn't break her arms, she wasn't going to marry a person who was married and not divorced yet.
When Jesus died on the cross for our sins,
当主耶稣在十字架为我们死的时候, it was physical and spiritual torment. He went through physical and spiritual,
他受了肉体的死亡和属灵的折磨。
But to us, it is forgiveness and new life.
但是为我们来看呢, 是good news, 是好消息。
如果没有不好的, 就没有好的。
今天我们有罪是不好的,
但是上帝开了一条路给我们, 是好的。
Today, because we have sinned, and we are stuck so many times in our sin, but there is good news, because God has given us a way out.
上帝真正的为了我们开了一条路,
可以回到他面前,
成为他的儿女。 We can be God's children like before, like the way Adam and Eve was made.
好像亚当夏娃是成为神亲自创造的儿女。
Spiritual life means we have a two-way connection.
一个灵命一定要有两方面的接触。
This is how he made us.
他就是这样做我们, 所以我们如果有肉体的关系, 没有灵命的, 我们很孤单。
Which is why when we have physical connection, but no spiritual connection, we are very sad. Very, very sad.
A gym is for physical, a church is for spiritual.
去运动的地方是为了锻炼我们的身体,
来到教会读神的话是得到祝福，也是锻炼我们的灵命。
If we come with our heart, God will rejoice.
如果我们真正是用心来到神的面前, 神真正的可以喜悦, 可以舒服, 可以快乐, 看见我们的时候。
But if we don't come with our heart, it brings him no joy.
但是如果不是完全为了给他快乐的, 为了敬拜他来呢, 他不会得到喜悦。
Psalm 104:31, May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
要记得这个经文, 记得, 神的目的是要从我们得到快乐。
他要创造我们是为了要爱我们, 也要我们回应他的爱。
这是他的目的。
That is really God's purpose for making us to have that relationship. If he forces us to come to him, it would not be a true relationship.
如果他强烈我们一定要来的, 那个是不是真的关系?
A one-way relationship is not a relationship.
一方面的关系根本不是一个关系。
The Lord can rejoice in us if we choose to come.
神会喜悦如果我们是选择来的。
Even when the time changes, we still come.
时间改变我们还是来的。
If we sing for joy at the works of God, then we will see that Psalm 104 and 92 show us the beauty of a two-way relationship. Because if it's not two-way, it is not a relationship.
你再看另外的诗篇92章第4节就看见真的跟神的关系是两方面的。
神喜悦,我们也要喜悦。 我们也要舒服。For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. 我们有没有这样的一个态度？为了看见神的创造，我们充满了快乐，看见他的奇妙的作为。这个诗篇写得非常美啊。I sing for the joy. 我们在唱的时候，所以常常那些领唱的人，我以前在恩友堂开始学习怎么样，学习怎么样讲道的时候，很多人在下面都提醒我要笑。When I first learned how to speak, they always say I don't smile enough when I speak. They always do this from down there. They go, So what are you doing? 常常这样做，就是要有喜悦，要快乐，要称赞神，要唱歌的时候不是苦口苦脸的唱的，是要充满了喜乐的来唱的。God rejoices at His works if we come to Him and we also sing for joy.神喜悦，神快乐，我们也同样的快乐。这个是叫做一个关系，灵命的关系。It's a spiritual connection. It depends on our heart. 完全是靠我们的心态。这个经文也是解释得很清楚、哦、在箴言23:7 For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. 就是有一些人所说的跟心里面的是完全不一样，但是我们看不见心，但是你听的说的好像他这是真的这样的感受吗？在里面他请你吃，但是很不甘愿给你吃的。所以我们中国人，我在家听过爸爸讲这个笑话，吃别人的吃到流汗，别人吃你的吃到你流泪。There's a very funny joke my father used to say, when you take somebody else's food, you will sweat and you will eat so much. But when somebody else is eating your food, tears will come down your face because you don't want them to eat that much. 这个是你的心态。This is what's in our heart. God knows what is in our heart. We don't know. 神知道我们不知道，但是如果我们的心是这样的呢，神就不喜悦了，是不是情愿的？很勉强的来的。The real person is inside, not always visible. 真人是在里面。也许你的妻子、你的丈夫知道，但是很多外面的人不能够完全知道。Maybe your spouse will know better what you are inside, but many people outside don't know. They just guess. They don't know what's inside, but God knows. 神知道。What we think in our heart about God.Tells us the condition of our spiritual life.
我们用什么方式来思想神的存在，神的爱，就代表我们灵命有多健康，这是重要。
The severity of sin. 罪的严重性，很多人不明白。The severity of sin, a lot of us do not understand, but it takes the death of Jesus to solve that problem.
如果罪不是这么严重的话，神就不需要差派主耶稣为我们死。除了主耶稣的死在十字架，我们才能够有上一次讲的这个叫做挽回祭 ，atonement。所以 atonement 这个字在英文特别有意思 ，at one with God。能够跟他有一个好的关系，回到原来的，好像亚当夏娃在乐园里面，神跟他们一起走路，陪着他们的。God walked with them, not physically, but God was so real to them. 神是这么现实，但是今天我们感觉不到，因为我们有罪。但是主耶稣开了这条路，让我们可以跟神有这一个 atonement, 这个挽回祭，这个赎罪，多么重要。因为罪是这么重要，是这么严重。A spiritual relationship must be reciprocal. Remember that. 如果你和我要跟神有一个真正的在灵命里面的关系呢，属灵的关系必须是互惠的，互惠的。我不知道怎么读那个字，但是 must be reciprocal, 两方面的，又来又去的。It must be two-way, otherwise it's not a relationship.A purely physical relationship has no heart.
一个完全肉体的关系是没有心在里面的，就不是有关系的，是假的，是浅的。
Some people keep finding new lovers to fill their empty hearts. 很多人都一直找新的爱人来填满他们空虚的心。
全世界最有钱的 Jeff Bezos 还25年后还是要离开他的太太。Jeff Bezos, after 25 years of marriage to this woman that he loved, has to leave and find another one because he is empty. The money cannot buy him that fulfillment he wants. 他还是空虚。我赶快去网上查一查，这个姐妹是不是这个老新的老婆是不是比他以前的更漂亮？也不是，比他以前的老婆更老。He married someone who's even older than his previous wife and maybe not necessarily more pretty. It is not about the outside. It is that hunger inside. 他饿，在里面有这个饿，钱填不满。We have to understand that when we look for physical satisfaction and neglect the spiritual, we are empty. 当我们一直寻求那个肉体的满足呢，里面是非常的空虚的。忽略了神创造的完美的一个完整的人。 We have neglected the way God created us to be complete, to be whole. It's like eating junk food. 好像我们吃那些 junk food 对我们不好的。 Feeling full is not the same as being fulfilled. 感觉塞满了和感到满足是不一样的嘛。你吃那些不好吃的，饱饱的，满满的，但是没有那个真正满足的心，对不对？ You won't be satisfied if you're eating junk food. But we are so busy. I think of two words. When we are busy, I think of faces and places. 我想到两个字，在我们忙碌的时候呢，许多的面孔，许多的地方我们要去的，就是一天到晚要看这个，要看那个，要见这个。We are filled with busy life.Business is not business. Business is busyness. 英文 business 很有意思的。Business 不是生意， business 是忙碌， busyness. We are full of busy things in life. So busy, neglect our spiritual life. We think coming to church once or twice a week is enough. 我们觉得来教会一两次一个礼拜就可以填满我们的空虚吗？不一定。Not necessarily. God made us for a close relationship with Him. 神创造我们，让我们有这个空虚，除非我们用它来填满这个空虚。What is missing in our lives? 我们有缺了什么吗？ Is our marriage falling apart? 我们的婚姻要破碎了吗？ Are we about to lose our job? 我们快要失去我们的工作吗？或者找不到工作？Are we losing a loved one? 我们失去我们所爱的吗？老年或者生病的吗？很多空的地方， so many empty places, so many things we do, we keep running, but we don't get anywhere. 一直走，但是没有达到我们要的目的。We are missing God. 我们所缺乏的是上帝，因为是他是创造者。Because he made us. He knows what we need. We have physical,But no spiritual. 我们很多肉体的，但是缺乏灵命的。We shall have the same heart as God if we understand His motivation. 我们可以跟神有同样的一个心态，如果我们在深刻的思想神的动机。你看以赛亚书，每一次在圣诞节，我们看这个经文，刚才有读了。I just picked one verse out of the several we read from Isaiah 53:5.We always read this at Christmas. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That brought us peace was upon him. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. Do you see the four pairs of words here? 你看见四个对是吗？ Four pairs. 英文缺乏了一个，因为它两个分在一个。但是He, our, 他, 我们 He, our, 他, 我们 Us, him, 我们跟他 His wounds, we are healed 他的伤痕我们得到医治这个代表什么两方面只有他我们不接受没有用只有我们他没有给我们也拿不到两方面 It's a two-way street I thought about this message because last Sunday we finished talking about Jesus' spiritual and physical suffering. 我想到这个题目这个礼拜准备因为上个礼拜我们结束的时候说主耶稣伤了两个地方肉体跟灵魂灵命我们也是有肉体也是有灵魂所以这两个就让我们知道我们需要神来医治我们的灵命 We need healing in our spiritual life from God. This verse is wonderful. It gives us all the contrast. 这个经文给我们看见多清楚。如果我们慢慢读神的话，你会看见很多很奇妙的事情。他连用字、用那个技巧、用那些诗歌，都代表很多很深刻的。The severity of our sins and their consequences is beyond our imagination. 罪恶的严重性是超过我们能够想象到的。我们以为是小事情，但到神的面前不是小事情。Think of the saddest things that happened to you in your life. 你想一想，在你人生最难过的时候遇到什么事情？ What have you seen and what have you felt in your life that made you truly sad? Many things in my life have made me very sad because I can't do anything to reverse them. 有很多事情在我的生命里面，我会非常难过，因为我不能回到去改变。Number one, when I came to the United States when I was 16, 第一件事情是16岁来到美国。I had a good friend in Singapore who wrote me letters every month. 有一个朋友在新加坡，每个月都写一封。那个时候没有 email 哦，只是写信的哦。Air letter， 你知道那些蓝色的纸 ，fold up 起来寄过来，是从新加坡寄过来，寄了很多封，我没有回他一封。 I never ever replied him. Now years later, sometimes I lay in bed, I think about him, my best friend in Singapore. 我想到我最好的朋友, and I feel I have no heart. 我那个时候好像没有心的。他这么想念我。他介绍他的妹妹给我。 He introduced his sister to me. All these things he did for me, but when I left, I just forgot about him. 连他写信我都不回他的信。 These sins cannot be reversed. I have this guilt. I think about it. How could I do that? But what can save me from that? 什么可以帮助我呢? 神的赦免. 神说他还是爱我. God forgives, and God says he still loves me. God gives me many, many different ways of seeing his love all the time. 神给我看见很多很多不同样的证明他爱我的。From the love of people, which is the love of God. 从人的爱，我就清楚知道神爱我。因为人爱我，我不是值得人的爱。 I don't deserve the love, but God loves me through so many people. 神给我这么多的爱。 We cannot imagine what kind of sadness it will be to be separated from God.
刚才我为什么这样告诉你来思想，你最难过的时候是怎么样？因为如果你最难过的时候，你在
multiply 100遍，你再乘了100遍，离开神的痛苦就是这样的痛苦。The suffering that we will sense when we leave God's presence one day, when we are banished to hell and we cannot enter heaven, that is the kind of sadness that I feel for the things I've done multiplied 100 times.
如果你想到你难过的、你失去的、你痛苦的、孩子不听话或者父母没有给你足够的爱，任何的事情，你把这些最痛苦的时间把它乘了100遍。You
multiply the saddest times of your life 100-fold, that will not even come close to the sadness you will feel when you leave God's presence.
今天我就想到这样来跟大家分享，因为我有受过这种的痛苦在心里面，很难解决，除了神的赦免。但是如果有一天你离开神，神说你不能进去天国，你永远死，那个就是痛。You
will be in eternal suffering and death. That's the kind of pain that we cannot imagine and we don't think about often enough.
我们不会想到那种痛苦，但是人生的痛苦已经这么难受，何况神要给我们的审判有一天。The
suffering that we have on earth sometimes can be so sad and so painful. But think about the sadness of separation from God forever. That's how bad it is.
就是这么痛苦。还没有信主的人需要是想到这一点。
If you haven't accepted Jesus, you have to think about what is waiting for you. I'm not trying to scare you.
我不是来给你惧怕，这是真话。我都不能够理解到离开神的真正的痛苦。有一天，他审判的时候，
when God gives the final judgment, when Jesus comes back the second time, he will judge. That's what the Apostles' Creed tells us.
这个是使徒信经讲到的。 主耶稣有下, 祂下阴间, 祂有升天, 祂升天的缘故什么? 有一天回来审判。
The reason he's gone back to heaven is to wait to give us a chance. He will return to judge. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. We don't take it seriously enough.
我们没有思想到够深刻, 这个救恩是多重要多宝贝,
没有想到。 We limit a person's beliefs when we limit his potential.
我们会限制到一个人, 如果我限制他的, 信心, 他的思想, 会限制到他的potential, 他的, 潜能, 他的potential.
Hopelessness is the result of what we believe.
我们失望的时候是因为我们相信不对的事情。
If we believe life is hopeless, we are gloomy.
如果我们相信人生是没有什么意义, 没有什么盼望呢,
我们每天起来都是很阴沉的,
很 gloomy, instead of hopeful, 没有盼望就是很阴沉。
They did an experiment to explain what learned helplessness means.
Learned helplessness 就是你学到自己没有力量的地方。
Learned helplessness is a very interesting, unethical experiment that they did.
这是有没有道德的一个科学的研究来试验给我们看见。一个狗在一个笼里面被电,
但是每一次它冲到那个门铁门的时候,那个门是锁的。
Every time he gets a shock, he runs to the gate is locked, he cannot get out.
Then he discovers if he presses a bar,
他就发现如果他有一个地方可以按的呢,那个门就会开。
So the bar, he presses, the gate opens, he gets out,
他出去。
They put him back in again, 他把他放回去,
再电他, 这一次要按两次。
Now he has to press the bar twice before the gate opens.
以后他要按三次,
later on he has to hit it three times before the gate opens.
Eventually, he has to hit the bar so many times and the gate doesn't open, he gives up.
最后,他需要按那个管这么多次, 那个门都不开,
他就失败了。
He gave up.
Then they open the gate.
他们就开那个门,
再电他,
and they give him a shock. And he sits there and he cries, he will not go out.
他就坐在那边, 这个狗就会哭,
虽然那个门开的, 它被电, 它连按也不按, 那个门开, 它也不出去, 它只是哭。
This is called learned helplessness.
这个是depression的一个原因,
他说有人有时候会有忧郁症, 也是这个原因,
他觉得没有希望,
他做什么都不能够帮助,
人没有希望, 不能真正的活。
A person cannot live without hope.
A Christian's hope is in God's forgiveness.
一个基督徒的期望的盼望,
是因为知道神是大能, 能够赦免的神。
Psalm 136 says the same word, same sentence 26 times.
在诗篇136篇,
有26次都用同样的一句话,很特别的,很少的地方会一个地方用26次同样的一句话,你看,
Psalm 136, 1 through 36 repeats at the end of every single verse, His love endures forever. What does that tell you?
这个诗篇非常特别,
有26节, 每一个节的结束都说, His love endures forever.
你们看那个中文,
最后,
给你看到最后的,
Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever.
告诉什么?
只有爱可以救我们,
神的爱,
Only the love of God saves us. Give thanks for that.
要感谢。
His titles describe His power.
神的头衔给我们看见他的大能,
你看这里有好几个字,
God of gods, Lord of Lords, God of Heaven, Power.
他是什么的一个神?
是这样的一个上帝。
有爱, 没有大能, 没有用。 Love without power is useless, cannot help you. Power without love is also equally useless.
有大能没有爱，同样的没有用。 神是有爱有大能，才有产生果效。
This is the good news, brothers and sisters. Because of the greatness of God's power and the greatness of His love, we have hope. Do you want the hope to carry on with your race?
你要有这个盼望吗？
I know Jeff has been so busy. He talks about being on the racetrack. Jeff忙得要命最近哦。
他就好像那个车，以前我讲过，在那个跑车，一直走圈，一直走圈，走不完的，走来走去都还要走的。
Running the race is to go round and round in a circle and feel like you're not going anywhere. You get so tired. We need this. The love of God endures.
神的爱是够我们用。
Christ's resurrection is the foundation of our faith.
在使徒信经告诉我们，基督的 复活是我们信仰的基础，最重要的。所以刚才读过了。
If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless.
我们讲道是没有效果，没有用的。If
Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile.
你的信心也是没有用的。You
are still in your sins. 你还在追踪，就是你的罪不得到赦免，你还在捆绑里面。
Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
那些死的人呢，也是没有希望的。 迷失了，走掉，没有地方可以去了，没有得上天堂了。If
only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
如果我们的盼望只是今天呢，如果没有复活呢，是没有用。你的信心是假的，你是骗自己，你信什么？没有复活就没有盼望。Without
the resurrection, we have fake religion, 有假的信仰。
Resurrection is so important.
那个复活是重要，在这个使徒信经里面
，resurrection 是在中间的，所以是最重要的。那个复活在使徒信经是在中间那一段的最重要的一点了。前后都有重要的，中间是讲到复活。The
center of our faith is resurrection. Without that, no hope for you, no hope for me.
没有复活。 不需要来教会，没用，不会得到任何的祝福。On
the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven.
他回到天上。Jesus descended. 他降在阴间。Jesus ascended. 他升天。有上有下，有好有坏，有肉体，有灵命，都是一 pair 一 pair 的。He and us, he and I, 他和我。
他和我们都是一对一对的，不能够失去一半就没有意思。Jesus
suffered physically and spiritually for us. Not going to heaven may not seem like a big deal.
现在讲到不去天堂，谁会担心？我们还活得很好的。Some
people even joke and say, if that person is going to heaven, I don't want to go.
有些人在讲笑话，很坏的笑说，如果他去天堂，我根本不要去，我不要见到他。
你敢讲这种话吗?
You dare to say that?
Not going to heaven is terrible.
非常的可怕。
In January 2000, in Charlotte, North Carolina, they invited Billy Graham.
在1月2000年的时候, 在北卡, 在Charlotte, 他们请他们最喜欢的他的公民, 就是格里汉姆斯, 因为他在那边出生, 也是那边住了一辈子,
because he was born in Charlotte and he lived there all his life.
He initially hesitated to accept the invitation because he had Parkinson's disease.
开始的时候，他不愿意去演讲，因为他有帕金森，很不方便，一直在躲。But
they said, we don't expect a big speech. Just come so we can honor you.
不需要你讲很多，讲短短就好。我们只是要 honor 怎么讲，要尊重你，要
honor 要。
要正容，OK，要给他得到一个他们看重他的。So
he finally agreed. 他最后就决定 OK， 他可以去给他们请这个聚餐，是为了他的原因。After
they said many wonderful things about him, he walked up to the podium and he looked at the crowd. 他们讲了很多他的好话之后呢，他就去到讲台后面，他就看大众，他就开始说。
And he started to say, I'm reminded today of Albert Einstein, the great physicist.
说今天要跟你分享我所听见爱因斯坦的一个故事。
This month, he was honored by Time magazine as the man of the century.
在1月2000年的时候 ，Time 的杂志把爱因斯坦的 picture 放在前面说 ，He is the man of the century. 这一百年，他是最厉害、最得的、最值得我们的敬佩的一个科学家
，that we can respect and honor him. And then Dr. Graham told this interesting story about Einstein.
那格里汉牧师就讲这个故事。
Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train.
有一次，爱因斯坦从 Princeton 大学上了火车，要去另外的地方。
The conductor came down the aisle punching passengers' tickets.
那个火车的员工就来到火车，就拿每一个人的票去打个洞，让他们知道他们不能够再用。
When he came to Einstein,Einstein reached into his pocket and he couldn't find the ticket.
他来到爱因斯坦的面前，爱因斯坦放手在口袋找不到。
He reached into another pocket and he couldn't find it.
他就去到另外的口袋，又找不到那个火车的票。
He couldn't find it wherever he looked. In his briefcase in the next seat,
他在的皮包里面也没有，在隔壁的位置也没有。
He couldn't find it, and then the conductor said, Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are.
那个火车的员工就说 Einstein 博士，我知道你是谁，我们每一个人在火车上都知道你是谁。
I'm sure you bought a ticket.
我相信你一定有买票。
Don't worry about it. 不需要给我看。
Einstein 就谢谢他。 Einstein thanked him.
The conductor continued down the aisle punching tickets.
那个员工就继续去另外的位置，一直拿票来打个洞，打个洞。
As he was ready to move to the next car, he turned around and looked.
他快要去另外一部车的时候，要过另外的火车去看别的票，他就转头来看。
When he turned around, he saw Einstein was on his hands and knees looking under the seat.
他就看见爱因斯坦跪在地上，在他的椅子下面一直找那个火车票。
The conductor rushed back and said,
那个员工就跑回去爱因斯坦的面前就说
Dr. Einstein, don't worry, I know who you are, no problem.
他说不要担心嘛，爱因斯坦，我知道你是谁，你一定有买了票。
You don't need a ticket, I'm sure you bought a ticket.
你不需要给我看你的票。爱因斯坦就说了一句话，格里汉牧师讲这个故事的原因。
爱因斯坦 looked at him and said, young man,I also know who I am. What I don't know is where I am going.
这个老头子说，我也知道我是谁，但是我忘记我去什么地方，我要找那个票，要不然我不能下车。
Dr. Graham continued.
格里汉牧师就继续讲一句话。他说 ,You see the suit I'm wearing? It's a brand new suit. 你看见我这个外套吗？是全新的。
My wife, my children, my grandchildren are telling me I've gotten a little sloppy in my old age.
我的太太跟孩子跟孙子都对我说，我现在老年的时候呢，没有以前这么整齐了，比较 sloppy 了，穿得不像样了，老人家。
He said, I used to be a lot more caring about my appearance.
我以前很看重我的外表，他长得很帅的啊。这个格里汉牧师。
So I went out and bought a new suit for today's lunch.
所以我出去呢，就买了一个新的外套，今天来跟你们来庆祝，你要尊重我的这个中餐。
I went out to bought a new suit for this lunch and for one more occasion.
我为了这个餐，更为了多一个时间来买的。
You know what that occasion is? 你知道我几时要再穿吗？ This is the suit in which I'll be buried.
我死的时候就要穿这个新的，我已经告诉太太了。
But when you hear I'm dead, I don't want you to remember my suit.
但是你听见我死的时候，不要说哦，以前他说要穿那个，知道今天死有没有穿那个衣服。
I want you to remember this.
我要你记得这个。
I not only know who I am, I also know where I am going.
格里汉牧师讲的这个非常有智慧的，所以他讲那个爱因斯坦的故事，我不只是知道我是谁，我也清楚地知道我要往天去。 I'm going to heaven. That's all that matters. Live the good life. 许多许多的人来纪念他，他的一个有好的一个见证的生命。 The resurrection of Christ is so important to Christianity that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians. 这个复活重要到一个地步，一个点，保罗在哥林多前书第十五章十九节说， If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. 什么意思？如果没有复活，我们的信仰是要人家可怜的，我们比非基督徒更可怜，他们会过得更好。They will have a better life. Jesus tells us to give up our life in order to earn a new life. 主耶稣说我们要舍命来得到一个新生命。但是如果舍了命没有新生命怎么办？ But if we give up our lives and we don't get a new life, then what for? We are worse than the others. We should be pitied. 保罗的意思是这样说，如果你舍了命为了神来活，刚才我给你看的那个诗歌本里面说我们应该为神来活。 But it's so hard. We should live for God, but it's so hard to do. But if we live for God and there is no promise of eternal life and no resurrection, it's a waste of time. 但是如果我们愿意舍命，愿意为神尽量的为他更多的服侍，更多的为他来活，但是没有新的生命，没有永生，开玩笑， It's a joke.It's for nothing. So the resurrection reminds us we both have a physical and a spiritual life. 复活要提醒我们，我们是两方面都不能够忽略的，身体、肉体跟灵命同样的重要。但是人类因为看不见灵，只是看见肉体的，就注重肉体。Because we can only see the flesh, we live for the flesh, but we are empty.我们里面是空虚的。 On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. 我们来到这一个段了。现在每一个礼拜都读这个，我希望因为我们这一阵子讲了五六次这个使徒信经，我们在读的时候更明白我们当怎么样活。I hope because I've been going for weeks and weeks about the Apostles' Creed, we will learn when we read this every Sunday, what impact does that have on my life? 对我的生命有什么关系？这个是为什么我们要读。We must not focus on our physical needs at the expense of our spiritual. 不要只是看重我们的肉体的需要，就忽略了我们的灵命的需要。We will be filled but never fulfilled.我们会满了，会饱了，但是不会得到满足。 The severity of sin caused the physical and spiritual suffering of Christ. 因为罪是这么严重，所以主耶稣又受身体、肉体跟灵命的折磨。 We also suffer physically and spiritually. 我们同样的受这两样的折磨，因为人生是有罪， because there's sin.But God solved that problem, 对不对？但是神已经解决了这个最大的问题。Jesus Christ's resurrection is the only way to eternal life. 主耶稣的复活是唯一的方法，让我们可以有盼望回到神的身边。不管今天有多痛苦，还是短暂的， no matter how painful it is today, we have a future hope, a much longer life ahead.更长的一个生命。 We cannot imagine the sadness of separation from God. 你不能够想象到，我也不能够想象到离开神会多么痛苦。有一天去到他的宝座前，你不接受主耶稣，你不能够进去天国。 You will not enter the kingdom without Jesus. And then you will understand what true suffering is. 你会真正的知道，现在会过得非常好，你会后悔。Even if you have a wonderful life today, you'll be so sad when Jesus tells you, you cannot come in. So this verse we read already. They will have to give account to him who is ready to judge. 这个经文就很清楚，代表我们刚才看见的使徒信经。对不起，这里讲得清楚，复活的缘故是为了我们有永生。 The resurrection is so that we have eternal life, but the resurrection also means Jesus is coming back. 复活也是代表主耶稣会回来的。 If we don't love him now, let us learn what it means to love him. 我们大家一起来学习怎么样叫做爱神。爱教会就是爱神，那个陈牧师说过的， We love the church is the same as loving God, because we cannot see God, but we can see the church. 我们看不见神，但是看见教会，我们彼此的来爱神的家。 Let's love God's family together. Let us pray. 天父，谢谢你再一次的从你的话有这么多美的真理，有这么多的鼓励。虽然我们遇见很多的试探跟难处，有一些是很伤心的事情，但是我们要记得你的爱是永远的。刚才那个经文在诗篇里面每一句话最后都说你的爱是很久忍耐的，永远不改变的。这个是你的本来的本性，最重要的你的本性是爱。求你帮助我们抓住你的爱，就能够知道不管遇到什么，失去了什么，惧怕了什么，我们还是有你的爱在我们心中。谢谢你，谢谢你的恩典，求你接受我们的感谢祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。